hive may be the home, I don't know. A box or structure, you know, we build, call it a hive. And a lot of people can handle those bees in a swarm, control them and take them and put them in a hive. And I was getting ready to call a gentleman down on the Belgian Pine Land Company to come get this swarm of bees the other day. They left out before we got here. In that old house over yonder, this walls are full of bees off and on. You have to kill them out. I had a swarm right in the corner of this gallery right up there. And I had to poison them out. They were on the outside, but they were, could have been a nuisance. Until I had a, got a blow from a tree, that big tree that fell, hit that corner pillar yonder and knocked one of the brick sideways and left a little aperture there that a bee could go in. And they found that, some bee found that, and they said a hive settled in there. And it took me about 2 years to get rid of them, but I got rid of them. Finally, I closed a hole up and starved them to death. Only thing I could do.
Do you have a little insect around here that's bad about getting up under your skin and raising welts?
A little red bug or chigger?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, chigger.
Is that what people
red
call
bug,
them?
Red bug, yeah. We used to call them chiggers.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of any kind of bush around here called a sumac or shumac?
Yeah. It's a acrid berry, red in color. It matures in the fall of the year, generally on the boughs and sloughs. It grows on a pretty well-drained place. It don't go in low places. It grows on pretty well elevated biobanks. See, the biobanks are all elevated here in this country. That's the highest part about the community, is your banks or your streams. The land slopes back from the bank. The bank is the highest part. That is on account of these riparian streams that overflow. They push out as they overflow and leave a little sediment on the first part of the shelf. And it builds up. It gets bigger all the time, and it finally slopes back. A sumac likes to be found, you probably find it in those banks of the stream.
Yeah,
I've seen them out yonder on that bank. Plenty of time to be some out there this fall.
What would you call a child, say, that's lost both its father and mother?
We call them an orphan.
And what about the adult that's appointed to look after it?
His guardian.
Have you ever heard of, say, a preacher who's really not trained to be a preacher and he's not very good at it? He does something else for a living. Have you ever heard him called anything in particular?
Well, niggas call them elders. Elder so-and-so.
I was thinking about a jackleg.
Yeah. Well, a jackleg, anything, jackleg carpenter. A man who's not good at carpentry, you call him a jackleg.
So you can have just a jackleg anything? Just as long as he's just...
Well, you can describe anybody who is pretending something that he's not good at, that he's just a makeshift operator of any field, call him a jackleg, and pretty well describe him.
Right.